it's an exciting time, you know, for all 32 teams in the league. You know, it's a fun time to get back together and for me individually, just to get here to a new place and get to know these guys, you know, having signed, you know, around a month ago or whatever it was, you know, it's fun to, that part of it's fun, but until you get to be around the guys and you know, the people that you get to work with every day, you don't really get to, you know, embrace it. So it's been fun. The last few days have been really, really cool to get to know these guys and be around this locker room. We you know, it's just one day at a time. But I look forward to that. And obviously, he's a fellow Texan. And so for those of you that aren't from Texas, I don't have enough time to explain it. But it just helps to have that bond for sure. Yeah, so my feeling is when you're on a team, everybody does what they can to help the team accomplish whatever goal that is. And in this sport, it's, and in any sport, but in our arena, it's winning football games. So you do that, you try to do that. You help the team win, you know, first and foremost by how you play as an individual, and then moving forward, how you help the guys around you. And so for me, I want to help whatever quarterbacks are in our room, and then moving beyond that, the receivers and everybody. I mean, we all just want to help each other play better football, good football, and winning football. And so that's where it starts. That's just how I feel about it, you know, as a member of a team. I think that's how it should go. And so I just hope, you know, the thing is, you want to capture everybody doing that. And when you get everybody doing that and wanting to help everybody be better, hopefully you've put yourself in a position, and your team, more importantly, in a position to win a lot of football games. Well, I mean, it's still early right now. What this team needs to do right now is every day go out and do what's set before us. And so in the off season, is to go out and we get 4 hours right now, you know, from 8 to 12, to go out and be the best at those 4 hours that we can be, in the classroom and then in the weight room and what we're given to do. And then just one day at a time, grow from that. The broader, you know, what we need to do to win football games, those things haven't changed as far as, you know, protecting the football and all the things that it takes to win a football game. But for us right now, where we are, it's just one day at a time, being good on that day and learning to maximize our time here and leave this building every day getting a little bit better and making that a habit. I embrace that part of life just because, you know, I just feel like personally in life, everybody's on a journey. And so to me, if you're just going through, you know, kicking everybody down and just clawing your way to the top, it just, you're going to get there and you're going to be by yourself and it's going to be lonely. And to me, it's just better when you pull people with you. And for me in my life and the way that I work, I have more peace and more joy when I'm pulling other guys along with me. And so whether it's Johnny or Connor or Thad Lewis or anybody else in our building, doing that together is what makes it fun. And so that's the way I approach it. I'm excited about those guys. When you add two veteran receivers like that, you know, that have made plays in this league and have played at a good level, you know, it's good for your football team and it's good for the receiver room. So I'm thrilled about that. Those guys will be where they're supposed to be. And as a quarterback and from a quarterback room, that's all you can ask for is you know, to have that trust and know, you know, guys are going to get lined up. They're going to be where they're supposed to be when you ask them to run routes. And like I said, the young guys that we have in that room too will feed off of that. It's good for us. Well, it was a long time ago for him, but the one thing, the first thing he said is they have a passionate fan base. They love it. They love it up there. And I have, in just the short amount of time that I've been in and out of the airport and different things, I can see it and I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to you know, I know that comes with both sides. Passionate is a good word. But you appreciate it. And I do. I mean, I love football. That's why I play this game. And there's people that live in this city. There's a lot of people that love the game, love this team. And so, it's fun to come to work and to go to a stadium and know that people are behind you like that. People desire that. And so it's a great privilege to be sitting in a position where you can be a part of something that's going to bring people joy, and because they love it so much. And so that's one of those things, along with all the other things that motivate you, that you can grab hold of and give you a little extra juice in the offseason.